USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
A possible assassination attempt on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Maduro was presiding over a military parade on live television when, according to government officials, drones carrying explosives detonated near him. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked if the U.S. played a role.
I can say unequivocally there is no U.S. government involvement in this at all.
President Trump tweeting this morning to counter a Washington Post report that he's concerned his son, Donald Jr., may be in legal jeopardy as a result of the 2016 investigation into the Trump Tower meeting with a Russian attorney. The president tweeting the report is fake news. Today on CBS's Face the Nation, senior White House correspondent Kellyanne Conway was asked if she agrees with the president's label.
I think some journalists are enemy of the relevant.
Thank you.
And enemy of the news you can use. And I think that most of the sins are sins of omission, not commission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results on your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
U.S. coal consumption continues to decline. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Coal consumption in the U.S. last year was at its lowest level since 1983, and it was the fourth consecutive year of declining domestic coal use. That according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, which also says the use of coal in electric power generation is down 36% since 2008, the highest level on record for U.S. coal production. Use of natural gas to create electricity is up 16% so far this year over last year.
Almost 2 months after President Trump's historic summit with Kim Jong-un, tough sanctions against North Korea remain in place, angering the regime's leaders, sparking concern that nuclear diplomacy has stalled. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton insisting that Trump is doing everything he can.
Kim Jong-un promised South Korean President Moon Jae-in at Panmunjom on April the 27th that he would do it and that he would do it within a year.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Indonesia has been hit with another earthquake a week after one killed a dozen people. John Clemens says more.
A tsunami warning has now been canceled, but seismologists are continuing to monitor the 6.9 earthquake that struck the country's Lombok Island right near Bali. Don Blakeman is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
The original earthquake reading was magnitude 6.9, and so far we've located four aftershocks ranging from magnitude 4.7 to 5.4.
CBS faces television critics amid the controversy surrounding chief executive Les Moonves. Many at the Television Critics Association summer press tour were surprised that CBS Entertainment president Kelly Call took the stage, given everything going on at CBS. He couldn't say much about the investigation into Moonves, but said, like many at CBS, he's conflicted. Call faced 25 minutes of questions, almost exclusively about the culture at CBS, and he promised that his shows and his sets are a safe place to work. The parents of a transgender teen are suing an Ohio judge for denying their child's name change request. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Warren County Judge Joseph Kirby rejecting the request, ruling the teenager lacks the maturity, knowledge, and stability to make the decision. The family filing the suit along with a family that has an upcoming name change hearing and a third anonymous family. All the lawyers are arguing the judge has a record of treating transgender teens differently. Their suit claims the rejection also violates families' constitutional.